Hold on. Hello.
Hi, Michael. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine.
Wonderful. All right, so I was calling in regards the conversation we had earlier about the Google Verified application fee.
Yes.
All right. So what we can do, though, as I have mentioned, it is not refundable, although we can reallocate that amount to your local SEO.
Okay.
All right. So we can, you actually have an upcoming billing on April the 3rd that's $129. So you won't be paying anything for the 3rd anymore, as we're going to be allocating the application fee to your local SEO. And then the remaining amount will then be applied to the bill after April the 3rd.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Did that work for you?
Yeah, I still like clarification on that whole. From my understanding, like I said earlier, the idea sounded great to a certain extent, was having a Google, verifying that you're a legitimate company and stuff. And my understanding is, I misheard this, they would have something near your name saying that you are a something Google, whatever, which was appealing to me because that's just kind of adding a star to your name. But I thought that was separate altogether than doing the leads. The leads was in conjunction with that, but not all the same. So, but from what you said earlier, it's all tied together, correct?
Well, for Google Verified campaign or the Google Guarantee, or let's just call it pay-per-lead. So for the pay-per-lead, it needs to be associated to your local SEO or Google Business Profile. We do have Google Ads. That's the pay-per-click. So for Google Ads, that's actually where we will be running ads, and you'll be receiving, or you may be receiving prospects or phone calls that could be client prospect, but is not a guaranteed valid lead. So that Google Ads or the pay-per-click is actually does not require Google Business Profile or does not require to be in association or in link to your Google Business Profile.
Okay, I just thought it was something, in my interest in other marketing stuff, when you do something, you get kind of like a badge of honor that you completed a course or you've done something that earned that. So I was under the assumption that by having that, that means Google fully investigated, you're legit, and all this other stuff. You have a contractor's license, you have no felonies, and things like that. But that's how it was explained to me. And then from there, then that you would get leads based on that in a sense that you are qualified, you meet all the criteria of Google. And then they would send you leads and you would pay for, a better lead. In other words, it's not like that all that garbage that goes around there, you buying a lead list or you get leads. So that's what I don't understand. I mean, even now I still don't understand because I thought it was a great idea and to have Google and put a check mark by our company name saying, that Google verified or whatever.
Right. That is correct.
Okay.
Google verified. So with Google verified campaign, yes, background check will be done. of course, licenses will be required to make sure that the business is legitimate and that the business is functioning. So that is correct. All that you said is actually correct. At the same time, for a Google Verified campaign, yes, you'll only be paying for each valid lead that you get to receive. But of course, activation budget will need to be paid in order to start the campaign.
Okay, and that's what I'm trying to say. That was what was never discussed, was what, because all I was told was I would be paying a fee for every lead. And so I understand that. But that was not really discussed, explained, because we haven't got past the first, the hurdle. And that means, you know, filling out the application and okay. Google, you know, do that. So that's where the confusion was. But that person should have said, if, you know, and when, it's not like, you know, if, it's when Google approved everything, your minimum budget is going to be this, and your lead cost would be that. I never seen any documentation. That was never explained to me. And my main concern was, even when I paid for clicks, you know, I think I was like up to like 300 a month, and I still had leftover because people weren't clicking on, you know, to us, and that was because we're in a specialty industry, but I'm a specialist within that specialty industry. So it's kind of an example is if someone's looking for an automobile is one thing. That's a very generic term. But if someone's looking for a particular type, say a Rolls Royce, okay, you don't find those in every city, you know, and there's very few, and there's few people that qualify that can afford one. I'm kind of in that way with the products that we sell. We're certified and been in business for a long time, so we have qualifications, certifications for that. So those people have to look at those items on the internet, who's an authorized showroom for those things, just like because you're already pre-qualified. I'm going to buy a Rolls Royce. One, obviously you'll be qualified because you have the money. You know how expensive that is. And so you're not going to go to your local, say, Ford dealer, show me where your Rolls Royce are. No, you need to go to a specialty store. And that was the problem I had with clicks, because clicks are very generic. And so, okay, and that is what my concern was going forward with Google verification. And I would play along and see where that would go, because I always try different things. If I didn't try different things, I would not have lasted 43 years. There's very few companies in my industry that have lasted that long. But, and so that's what intrigued me about the Google verification, because it's just another badge of honor and catches people's eye. And so the idea still intrigues me, but I'm still not clear on, you know, how much that would have cost per, you know, referral, and if I had to have a certain budget, because what the email that I received from Local Splash mentioned a $1,700. It's like, where did that number come from? And if that was the minimum amount. So that's where the confusion is. You can't roll out a program or talk to someone like me or anybody without making sure this whole system would work with an individual company.
Got it. I totally understand where you're coming from, Michael, with all that confusion. But if you wish, so I can definitely go over with you in regards to, in regards to the details about the Google Verified campaign. So technically, $1,700 is, yes, it's the amount set or it's the budget set for your Google Verified campaign. And this is something that we do not just come out of, that we do not just make out of. This is actually what Google is advising to be the budget for your business in your area. Because the cost per lead and the budget will definitely matter, or will definitely differ depending on the area and the services that you offer.
Okay.
So for the budget, yes, it's going to be $1,727 per month, and the average cost per lead is going to be $132.47.
Okay, so that means they have to give me, to warrant a $1,700, about, what did I work out, at least three a week or something, to warrant that. So if they don't give me a lead, and again, it's the things that we sell. If a lead, so in other words, if somebody wants a synthetic carpet, a nylon carpet, okay, mm-hmm. We only sell wool carpetings. That would be a lead. So
that will not be a valid lead yet, and it will not be charged.
Okay, but then there's very few people, like the Rolls-Royce scenario in my industry, that will buy wool carpeting. You know, it's been around forever. It's on the expensive side. So what I'm getting at is Google will not be able to give me enough leads to cover you, local spots, taking $1,700 out of my account every month. It's a losing proposition.
I'm sorry for the confusion, Michael. $1,700 is not going to be charged every month. So you may be needed to pay the activation budget, which is $700 to start the Google Verified campaign, and after all the verification, yes. But you don't have to worry. The $1,700 is not going to be every month unless you get to max out on the leads. So let's say, for example, we already started Google Verified campaign. You have already paid the activation budget of $1,700. If within this month you did not receive any leads from Google Verified campaign at all, then that would mean you don't need to pay anything. So you
okay,
only
but then,
pay as you receive valid leads.
Oh, okay. So let's use that way. Say, so you've taken out $1,724 out of my account. I receive no leads. So the next month, does that $1,700 rolls over to that month? Or
that is
another? Okay, so now another $1,700 comes out of my account.
That's
where the confusion is. It's not explained in that email that you guys, Local Splash sent out. It just said monthly 17, 20, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever that
right.
number
is.
It is.
Just to set expectations that it's going to be that number, just in case we get the most of your Google Verified campaign. So say, for example, you got a lot of leads this month and it has summed up to the maximum budget that we have set, then yes, it may sum up to that amount per month.
Okay. All right. I think I understand. I just don't think that can ever happen. It's kind of like, I'll give you an example. So let's go back to the Rolls Royce thing. Okay, so there's a Rolls Royce dealer, and they advertise in their local city, right? Okay, mm-hmm. There's a point in time where anybody in that city can buy a Rolls Royce, would have bought one by now, and they would never ever probably do business in that city again. So they would have used their advertising budget in that city, and they would move on and advertise, you know, into another city to get, because they're not going to get, how can you get any more leads if you've already advertised the heck out of a certain city and the people that can afford it already bought it? Like, for example, the wool carpeting, that's a good scenario for Rolls Royce because it lasts 30, 40, 50, and sometimes you know, I have examples and pictures of wool carpeting, wool area rugs that are centuries old. So you get to a point, you saturate the market, how are you going to get more leads? And you would have to go further out. That's what I don't understand, and no one's explained to me how this whole system would work for someone like our company who specializes. Yes, we're in the flooring industry, which is especially in the South, but within the flooring industry, we specialize on a product that none of our competitors carry. So we're really the only one in the entire San Francisco Bay Area that features wool carpeting. And that's what I'm trying to, that's what we've been known for since I started the company back in 1983. So that is what I'm trying to make a decision on, this, if this would work for us. And I'm not getting, I guess, clear-cut, answers. I know you're doing the best you can to make a business decision whether this would even work or attempt to work without, you know, going broke doing this.
Got it. I definitely understand where you're coming from, Michael. But as far as the Google Verified campaign, though, we actually get to feature the services that you offer. So if it's specifically for carpets, then we should be able to select a job cut for carpets, and clients will only be contacting you for carpet. If there will be someone that will be contacting you.
I know. Okay, that's what my whole point is. Carpet is a generic term. You can go to your local Home Depot and get carpet. So we wouldn't want any leads with a generic using the word carpet. See, for us, it would have to be wool carpet. So someone, I get a lead and they want wool carpeting. Okay, and they come in and everything. Okay, great, that's the lead. But someone comes in and says, oh, I can't afford this, and then I'm getting charged for a lead, and they might as well went to Home Depot and bought some generic carpet. That's where, who is going to determine whether that's a qualified lead or not?
Well, it will be Google, though.
And I'm not a fan of Google, so you know, given their judgment and being, like I said, being as old as our company is, obviously we were around before Google was even here and participate in a lot of things. And Google kind of alienates a lot of specialized companies because they like a cookie cutter system that can engulf a lot of more money. But someone like us for specialty stuff, and it doesn't fit the Google model. And me trying to work within the Google with restraints on what I want to do doesn't always work with Google.
I totally understand. I definitely
I'll give you one last example, then I'll let you go.
Sure.
So
no worries.
So what we were known for, and we're not that anymore because the company was bought out by another corporate hack, but we were a certified showroom for a particular product. I would get calls all over the United States, okay? We sold to companies like NBC Studios. We sold to the U.S. Coast Guard in Florida. I sold to the U.S. Navy in California. Okay, all of a sudden, those calls from different states started disappearing. And then when I tried to do a deep dive, and that was because Google changed their algorithm and did not allow me to organically reach different states, even though I was probably one of a handful of certified showrooms throughout the United States. So Google cut me right off, and I had no way to fight that. That's all I'm trying to say is for me, it's been a battle with Google because they had no right doing that, because they wanted me to pay, and I was winning organically because if someone's looking for a product, we are one of few throughout the United States with an author, a legally signed license agreement, an authorized showroom. But Google stopped that because they weren't collecting any money from us. Mm-hmm. So so you understand I've had a lot of experience trying to deal with Google, and so why, you know, I question, you know, the legitimacy of this verification thing and how I could work within it. Because it sounded good in the beginning, but to me, I have more questions than answers. And I know you're doing the best that you can, but, you know, for us, we're just a different, we're not the same cookie as everybody else. We're different.
Right.
So anyway, well, yeah, like I said, someone comes up with something, I'm always all ears. So I really appreciate all the things that you've tried to do for me today.
For sure. Now, I definitely heard and definitely understood you, Michael. At the same time, I just wanted to confirm in regards to the application fee and verify if we should push through with Google Verified campaign or if we're going to go ahead and reallocate that to your local SEO instead.
I would probably reallocate it. I may revisit this application thing for I have to see this basically in writing and what I can and cannot do, because the main issue that I have is getting the qualified leads, because like I said, I kept using the Rolls Royces. Are someone looking for carpet, and then Google sends me the lead and charges me, and I'm going to say, that's not a lead. Yes, it's carpet, but I don't. So is a Rolls Royce. I mean, you know, so is a Ford. So, I mean, the difference is, you know, $150,000 different. And they're going to say, well, they typed in automobile. Okay, you sell automobiles. It's like, no, we sell Rolls Royce. That's not a lead. Just like carpeting, they're going to say, well, it's a carpet lead. And I'm going to say, yes, but we don't sell just generic carpet. We sell a higher, you know, our carpets come from all over the world, okay, from India to Europe to, you know, all kinds of different countries, the Netherlands and things. So those are the people that know quality. That is what I'm trying to get. How can I get those and not just a generic
leads, right. How about this instead? I'll further check with our Google Verify team if there's anything that we can do as far as making sure that you're going to be getting quality leads off of the Google Verify campaign. And then I'll follow up with you tomorrow as well. That way we can go from there, should there be a need to reallocate the $250 activation fee, or if we're going to push through with Google Verified campaign.
Okay, so being that this was done and I filled out the application, do you know how far it did get?
Well, after filling out the application, your Google Verified campaign needs to be set up. So our team is going to work on setting it up. That should take probably about within 3 or 5 business days. And after that is being set up, we will be then requiring the Google's required documentation. So we'll be following up that with you. If we already have it on file, then that will be good. And then background check will take place. And for background check, Michael, that's going to take a couple of weeks.
Okay, because I know I filled everything out, the application, and I uploaded all the required documents. And so that's why I was just wondering, you know,
Right, yes. Actually, your Google Verified campaign is now already in the part where background check is needed. So we're actually almost there.
Okay, but you don't really technically have any kind of approval from Google that, yes, they're going to be approved or anything like that, correct?
Not just yet, as you have not done the background check yet. It is going to be you who needs to do the background check.
What do you mean, I have to do the background check?
Right, so I'm not so sure if you noticed there was a text message sent with a background check link from Evidence. But technically, you just needed to upload an ID, probably a driver's license, through that link so that Google will be able to conduct a background check.
Okay, yeah, I never got anything like that, and I would have, downloaded that. It's kind of like what the government does with this ID stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I get that. I understand that. Okay, find what you can find and then give me a call tomorrow and
sure. See
what direction that we're going to go. Because my main thing is making it work within the parameters of the company.
Right.
So it is very important because that's what my bread and butter is on the products that we sell. So anything else would just be a total waste of my time and resources to do something if it's not working properly. So anyway, okay, thank you for what you've done so far, and then we'll talk tomorrow.
Right, but Michael, I'm sorry, I just wanted to confirm, just to make sure that I'll be able to further check with a team, you just wanted to receive leads for wool carpets, is that correct?
Yes, in other words, the wool carpeting or the, so what we did was, when I did pay you guys, gave a budget of $300, and the last one, you can verify that. I think the last person said, you still got like 50 bucks there. And that was because the clicks, we started off in the very beginning, generic stuff. And I was getting, and went through the money really quick and was not making any sales. So then we started defining that by household income and the value of the home. Okay, then we went beyond that. We started... exact match. So we would list the manufacturers of what we sell and also the term wool carpeting. Had to be exactly that, not what's the term that Google uses? But so it had to be exact only. Okay, that is where the needle never moved. So like
got
I said,
it.
And that tells me that there's few people looking for our product, which is fine because it's especially, just like I said earlier, not everybody, including myself, can afford a Rolls Royce. So I'd be the one typing in a generic term like automobiles or cars or something like that. I would never type in Rolls Royce in confusion for an automobile.
Right.
That is what I'm trying to say because I've had issues over the years. I worked with Shalette, and she was really – you know who she is, right, who Shalette
yeah,
was?
Yeah, I do know her, yes.
Okay, I worked with her for years. Really sweet lady, really nice and stuff, and worked well. And so it was kind of like, okay, we're doing – meaning saying local, if I was doing everything we can, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of people looking – for the product that you have. There are, or else I wouldn't have been in business for 43 years. I'm bringing that up because I want to so you to understand where I was coming from. If we had issues on the click, how is that going to be any different on a lead?
Exactly. Right.
So that's why you can talk to your team and find out, how and who's going to reject the lead, because if leads come in for carpet, I'm going to reject every single one, and I'm going to be I'll be on the phone call with you guys every single month, say this is not a lead, this is not a lead, this is not a lead, and I don't want to do that. That's a waste of my time, and it'd be a waste of your guys' time as well. So those are things I want to clarify if I'm going to take this leap of faith on this, you know, Google venture. But I have to have some kind of insurance that I'm not going to be billed, or those are not going to be counted towards my $1,700 of leads when they're not really leads.
Right. Right. I definitely get you on that. Definitely, Michael. So, yes, I'll further check out with the team and what will be the best course of action, and then I'll definitely call you back tomorrow, and then maybe we can go from there.
Okay, I appreciate it. Have a good rest of the day.
You too, Michael. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.